Good morning, Dr. Shenand, dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Beth Zapola, Z-A-P-O-L-A. This goes to Dr. Holt. On 5/2/24, Mrs. Zapola performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 11/1/23. There's been improvement, period. A paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma showing improvement. Next, 6-minute walk test on patient. No, scratch that. Six-minute walk test on Francis, F-R-A-N-C-E-S, DeBlois, D-E-B-L-O-I-S. This goes to Jennifer Stakias, S-T-A-K-I-A-S. On 5/16/24, Mrs. DeBlois performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, a rumor saturation was 94%, period. Patient walked 102 meters in 2 minutes and 47 seconds when she stopped the test due to knee pain, period. At that time, her saturation was 92%, period. A paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Ira Berry. This goes to Dr. Pieper on 5/16/24. Mr. Pieper performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 94%, period. Patient walked 404 meters in 6 minutes and saturation remained 94% at the end of the study, period. Of paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Joseph Barnett, B-A-R-N-E-T-T-E. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 5/16/24, Mr. Barnett performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/13/24, there's been no significant change, period. A paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Ricky, R-I-C-K-E-Y, Lacko, L-A-C-K-O. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 5/16/24, Mr. Lacko performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. There was minimal improvement after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/1/24, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Daniel Roof. This goes to Dr. Partis. On 5/16/24, Mr. Ruth performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, a room air saturation was 97%, period. Patient walked 304 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation remained 97% at the end of the study, period. A paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Thank you.